that we live your name on high, on high, on high, on high, on high, on high, on high. Lord, we say, I feel
like going on.
Everyone sing.
Come
like
on, I feel
on
like going on.
I feel like going on.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. It's rough, but I feel
the trials.
Oh, yes. Had a rough week, but I feel like
I
may not feel the best this morning, but the truth of the matter, the real deal,
church say amen. Come on, let the church say praise the Lord. Come on, let all the saints of God say hallelujah. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. He's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy of our praise. Amen.
thank God for his grace, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. What a joy it is to be in the house of God one more time. And while the blood is still running warm in our veins, he's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy of our praise. Amen. So you all are in good company. We love to praise the Lord here at John's Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. It's okay to shout. It's okay to give God the glory. When praises go up, the blessings of God will come down. When you are at a buffet, it's good to come hungry. What good is it to come to the buffet full? So when you come to church, you come hungry. And we are hungry this morning for the Lord to feed us one more time. Amen. So while we're here, let's worship him in spirit as well as in truth. Let's prepare now for our doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom.
On page 2 on your big screen TV, or monitor, I called to worship. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet that were set within your gates, O Jerusalem. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be settled in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let us do so by singing hymn number 364, My Hope is Built. Let us sing all four stanzas of this wonderful hymn of the church. Hymn number 364, My Hope is Built.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I'm
Most gracious eternal Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy this morning to say thank you. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Master, for waking us up this morning and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, the Lord, for allowing death angels to behave one more time. Allowing us, the Lord, to live to see a day that we never seen in this life. So God, with good consecrated sense, we pause this morning to say thank you. Thank you for blessing our spouses and children and grandchildren, our siblings and loved ones and family members, even our foes. God, you are so kind. You are an awesome God, an outstanding God, fantastic, superb, an excellent God. We pause this morning to say thank you. Now, God, we confess our sins this morning. We sinned this week. We said something. We had some messed up thoughts. We went somewhere that was contrary to your teaching. So, God, we ask for forgiveness this morning. Have mercy upon us. Purge our hearts with the spirit of hyssop. Create us a new heart and renew a right spirit within us. Now, God, we just pray that thine will bless us this morning with your Holy Ghost power. Let your presence fall fresh upon us. Bless your people from the sound of my weak voice this morning. Move from pew to pew and move from heart to heart. You know what your people stand in need of this morning. Somebody come this morning needing to hear from you this morning. They need a breakthrough this morning. They need a fresh word from you this morning. They are in need of a touch from you this morning. Come on, God, and move in this pulpit area. Touch the musicians this morning. Get them a double portion of your anointing. Have thine way. We pray right now, the Lord, for your Shekinah glory to fall fresh upon us. Come on, Holy Ghost. Move like you never moved before. Come on, Holy Ghost. Get in our hearts, mind, and soul this morning. Come on, Holy Spirit. Stir up the gift within us and have thine way. Speak to me and speak through me. We thank you for coming. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
For he is Lord. He is Lord.
To get our scripture ready for this morning. Thank God for you. Sister Lorene McDaniel, get ready for our announcements. I have one announcement to give you, Sister McDaniel. All right. Okay.
All right, Sister Solomon, gonna feel it for you. Okay, Sister Solomon, gonna read nothing. Okay, we ready, Brother Brick? All right, thank you, Brother Brick. I'm sorry. Amen. He was greeting, and I saw him. I said, he'll even read our scripture this morning. He know how to read well, and he does an outstanding job. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give a hand clap of praise for being alert and being ready. Amen. Amen. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Yeah. And he has a special guest here with us. And you want to acknowledge them now?
Yeah.
You up? Yes.
Yeah, while I'm up. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Amen. I got a text on last week from my brother Wally Brooks. And he asked me, Brother Britt, I'm just wondering, could me and my lodge, Masonic Lodge, I think it's 457, could we come and worship with y'all on next Sunday? I said, certainly, man. Yeah, we'd love to have y'all. And thanks be to God that they are decked out in their uniform. We're so happy that you guys have chosen to be with us this morning. And you are always welcome here at John's Chapel. Amen? Amen. But just quickly, just for a few verses here this morning, very familiar psalm of David, amen. We all know it, okay? Because sometimes we just don't know what we're going through. But we ought to be faithful and be steadfast and be encouraged. Because the 23rd Psalm tells us that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Do anybody need your soul restored right now? Mm-hmm. Jesus here restore your soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Don't worry about the enemy. God got you covered. He got the fork on the table. He got the knife on the table. He got the plate on the table. He gonna take care of you. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May these words spread throughout your body like a house on fire. And the only way that you can put out that fire is by living these words. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Brick, for the reading of our scripture, Psalm 23, stanza 1 through 6. Thank you, my friend. At this time, now let's prepare for our announcements. Sister Solomon will read our announcements for this morning.
Good morning, John's Chapel.
Good morning.
And guests and visitors. Bring your greetings this morning from our pastor and members of this church. If we have any guests today, we would like you to stand and recognize yourself if you would so desire. We are grateful that you're here and you're worshiping with us. If you'd like to give us an announcement or share something with us, we would be grateful.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much for visiting and sharing with us this morning. Do we have another visitor further back? Visitors this morning, and our pastor will give you all more formal welcome when I am done. But thank you so much for visiting and sharing with us, and we hope and pray that God will speak to you in a special way here at John's Chapel today. In your bulletin, we have several announcements that are coming up that I just want to point out. The majority of these announcements you can read on your own. But I wanted to say that Pastor White sends condolences to the family of Sister Ann McGaughty after she went home to be with the Lord on May 30th, which was yesterday. He asked that the John's Chapel family pray for her son, daughter, and her other family members. More details will be announced at a later time. The Coffee County branch of the NAACP will host its annual Freedom Fest Freedom Fund Banquet on Saturday, June 6th at 6 o'clock, Enterprise Civic Center, and Ms. Jones will give additional information pertaining to that following my announcements. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, June 6th, the Ozark Troy District Family and Friends Church School Convention at Blue Lake State Park. Please plan to attend if you're able. There will be much fun and food and fellowship there. Coming soon, the Vacation Bible School here at John's Chapel will be June 15th through 18th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. For more details, Sister Lorraine McDaniels is available to answer any questions you have at 334-470-1816. Also, I just want to make you aware that starting Monday, the summer meals program begins here at John's Chapel. On June 1st at 1:30 through July 1st. Meals will be served from 11 to 12:30 p.m. Please spread the word for anyone who needs a hot meal. I have a thank you notice that was given to us from the Coffee County branch of the NAACP. Extends sincere thanks and appreciation to John's Chapel AME Church for generously paying the membership dues for 11 individuals. Your support, partnership, and commitment to community empowerment are truly appreciated. Thank you for helping strengthen the mission and work of the NAACP in Coffee County. Do we have any birthdays this week? Any birthdays? Please stand, raise your hand. If you don't want to stand, if you just want to wave your hand. No birthdays on record this week. We have some birthdays listed in the bulletin. May 31st, Deshaun Mills. May 31st also, Larissa Chambers Cobreras. June 2nd is Etrice Johnson. June the 3rd is Carrie Berger. June 5th is Benny Lamar Benson. And June June 6th is Nagiana Tyson. If you are in the house and you would like to stand, we would love to sing happy birthday to you. Do we have any birthday recipients in the house today? No birthdays.
Amen.
Today.
All right.
Huh? No Sean. Birthdays, Pastor. Do we still
want to sing? Oh, Sean. His birthday is today? All right, Sean Stan. He's in the balcony, okay? Yes, how old are you now, Sean? 12? 16?
15.
Okay, all right. We're going to stand, amen. And Sean, you're going to sit down in the balcony, and we're going to sing happy birthday, okay? Come on, y'all, let us stand. If you're able to stand and sing happy birthday, face the balcony. Yes, Sean, where are you? Wave so they can see you. There you go. Sing. Happy birthday. A high school student. He's in 11th grade. 12th grade. Oh, he's in the 10th grade. Sing. Happy birthday. God bless you. Playing football. Defensive lineman. Deep as an end, start too. Happy birthday. One of our star students. Get ready, Enterprise High School. Get ready, Wiregrass area. 3 sacks each game, 20 tackles. God bless you. Straight A's. Honor Society, get ready. Happy birthday. Great job, great
Please
job.
Please take time to read the balance of the announcements that are listed in your bulletin for activities or meetings that you would be inclined to attend. I would like to ask you to welcome Ms. Jones to the pulpit. She has an announcement for you.
Ma'am, okay.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. In addition to the announcement Sister Solomon made on behalf of the NAACP banquet, we do encourage you all, if you can, to please come out and be with us Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, June 6th, at the Enterprise Civic Center. We will be recognizing several members of our congregation, as listed in the bulletin, Sister Constance Jones, Sister Beverly Barber, will both receive the Image Award. Dr. Stafford Thompson will receive the Most Highest Award given by the NAACP, which is the Lifetime Achievement Image Award. I previously announced that Pastor White would receive the Image Award as well. Well, as fate would have it, you're no longer getting that award, Pastor.
Amen.
However,
amen.
You will be presented the Lifetime Achievement Image Award. Again, that's the highest award offered by the NAACP.
Yeah, amen. All right. Amen. What made a difference?
That's all right.
Well, that's all right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Again,
hold on.
We're going to let him get this out now because he can't do this at the banquet. Just get it on out. Again, the banquet tickets are $40. We ask for $40 donations. So if you can, please see me after service, and I'll take care of you. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Come on, give yourselves a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To our guests, thank God for our guests this morning. Come on, y'all, let's get him another hand clap of praise. Thank God for you all. When you come to John's Chapel, we're going to love you. No matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like, you're going to be loved here in our church. The church of unconditional love. Not just words printed on your bulletin or on your monitor, for words that flows from our hearts, mind, and our souls. To our guests, you all are at the right place at the right time. Come on, y'all, let's give our guests another hand of praise. Amen. 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 Thank you all. Thank you all for your prayers and your support. We're so glad to be back here at John's Chapel AME Church. Thank you for praying for my wife and praying for Pastor White. We had an emergency last Sunday. We were in Massachusetts, yes, Springfield. And nephew passed, so we had to bury our nephew. So thank God for you all for your prayers and your support. So we're not on vacation, amen. But it's coming, vacation is coming. But we're not on vacation, we're working, amen, working for the church. But thank you all for your prayers and your support. And thank you, Dr. Thompson, Steward Pro Tem, for being a great pilot, amen. And the landing gear was great, amen. Everything is decent and in order. And thank you, stewards and trustees and officers of the church and members of the church, for continuing to push things forward. And I am so proud of our members for being able to exemplify who Christ is. And I'm so thankful to be a part of a growing church, a thriving church, moving forward for the things of God. So thank you all, thank you all, thank you. We have a lot to take place within our church. Let's get ready for Monday. Our feeding program will kick off Monday, I believe at 11:30. They will have the lunches available for our children. They will come to our church. We need volunteers to come and help us. The committee, some of our members will be here, but we need some more of our members to be a part of the feeding program. Starting Monday, get here at 10. If you're going to volunteer your time to get here at 10 so we can set up, go over our strategy, how we're going to do it, and we're going to start serving at 11:30 to 12:30. I'm here at our church. So we have prayer, we have our quick devotion to be prepared to serve our children. We're looking at serving 60, about 60 plus a day, 40 to 60 range a day here at our church, okay? So we need as much help as possible. And then we're getting ready for the 12th and the 13th. The 12th and the 13th celebration, that Friday night. Our Juneteenth celebration will kick off with our bishop. Bishop McAllister will be here. Our bishop will be here to preach that night, 7 o'clock that night. You don't want to miss it. We are going to have a celebration. I mean, it's going to be 5-star. One word, wow! Book your flights now from Europe. You got to come. You want to be in the number, go ahead and you book the flights, you got to come. Japan, you got to come. You see, she already got me, you got to come. It is going to be awesome. The community choir, they are already practicing for about a month and a half, preparing for God to move. Our prayer team are already in prayer, praying for God to move. I mean, we are expecting God to have his way. I know some of the Congress people are coming. Doug Jones trying to come. You know, we're getting ready to have a big celebration for God to have his way, for our land to be healed, amen? Amen. And I have learned that the world can't heal a faith problem. Only the church can do that. Wally, how you like that? Yeah. That's the church responsibility. And we're going through a faith problem. Not a political problem. It's a faith problem. Spiritual problem, morale problem, and only the church can heal that. All right, let's go. Thank you all, thank you all, thank you all. And then immediately after the celebration on Friday night, which is the 12th, on the 13th, we're preparing for our parade. Downtown Enterprise, we have blocked off the whole area. Thank you all, Sister Nichols, Nicole Nichols, the daughter, Thank you all. We have blocked off the whole area for the parade. We're going to start at 12 noon. We're pulling out at 12. It usually lasts about an hour. We need every entity of our church to be a part of the parade. Choir, missionary, YPDers, the lay organization, steward board, trustee board. Either we're going to walk or ride in the parade, okay? So we need to be prepared for a Zoom call on Monday for us to be prepared. Let's go over the logistic parts for the parade. All next 2 weeks, we need to meet ASAP about the parade, about Friday celebration, okay? So we're preparing for the parade. We're going to have a good time to meet after the parade. We come to the church with vendors. We're going to have our DJ. I believe our DJ, we're going to have to go over all that these next 2 weeks, but we're going to have a wonderful celebration. Okay? Amen. Smile. Smile. I can't wait. my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, ushers, let her come around and give this morning. Bless you. Go ahead, Doctor.
Of who you are, I give you glory.
Come on, if you know it, say,
because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord,
of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise.
because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are.
Come on, say Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh,
my provider,
my provider.
Jehovah Nisi,
Jehovah Nisi.
Lord, you reign in victory.
Lord, you reign in victory.
Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace,
my Prince.
Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh,
Jehovah Jireh,
my provider. Jehovah Nisi,
Jehovah Nisi.
Lord, you reign, yes,
Lord.
Jehovah Shalom,
my Prince of Peace, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Come on, Miss Odessa, say
Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah DC, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Come on, one more time, Jehovah Jireh.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your glory. Thank you for your power. Lead us and guide us. Help me while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Come on and really give God your best praise this morning. For 30 seconds, give God your best praise this morning. That's good for me and good for your neighbor.
But what about the one who woke us up this morning and clothed us and kept us in our right minds? Look beyond our faults and recognize our needs one more time. He's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy of our praise.
Truly, we thank God for his glory. So thankful for Brother Brent and Devontae. Thank you all for leading us in our worship service this morning. Quickly in the book of Acts, the first verse. Acts, the second chapter, the first verse. The book of Acts, the second chapter, the first verse. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Quickly using for a subject this morning, the power of Pentecost. The power of a Pentecost. Can you look to your neighbor to your left and say, neighbor, my good neighbor, the power of Pentecost. Look to your neighbor to your right and say, neighbor, my sure enough good neighbor, the power of Pentecost. Amen. The ushers may be seated quickly. In the power of Pentecost. My Christian brothers and sisters, we have learned that the book of Acts is a good book to read because this book simply shows us the activities of the Holy Spirit. When you read this book shows us how active our God is. We love reading this book because this book shows us that the God that we serve is not a God that will entertain where his church has become a monument, but his church has become a movement. God is pushing his church not to become efficient, but to become effective. When you read the book of Acts, this book shows us as believers how Christ went up, the Holy Spirit came down, and the disciples went out. This book has introduced to us the curriculum of God, his divine lesson plan. When you read this book, you're able to see the mindset, the posture, and the behavior of God. How Christ went up, the Holy Ghost came down, and the disciples went out. This book has revealed to us from the pulpit to the pews, it is impossible to have a relationship with God and to be lazy at the same time. That's why I love reading this book, because this book has burst our bubbles from the pulpit to the pews. It is impossible to have a connection with God and to be lazy at the same time. This book is an active book. This book shows us how to hatch, match, and dispatch. This book shows us not to engage in that setting where you sit, soak, and sour.
This book shows us as believers that we have to not only enjoy God on the inside, but we also have to enjoy God on the outside. I love reading the book of Acts because this book shows us that we serve a transitional God. Y'all about to miss your hot dog moment. You got to understand that when you read this book has the ability of showing you that not only you have to wait, but you also got to work. This book shows you not only that you have to study, but you also got to serve. This book shows you that you not only have to sit, but you also, Lord have mercy, you got to, amen, continue to give God the glory and continue to do what God has called you to do. So now we see Luke, the author of this book. He's showing us the activities of God's Spirit. He declared in verse number 1, it declared, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. The Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. The power of Pentecost. Point number 1 this morning is gathered. We see it now in the text. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Point number 1 is gathered. Before God sent them out, He first of all brought them together. The power of Pentecost. Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus the Christ, the day that God birthed the church, the day that the Holy Ghost fell down upon the church to empower the church to make a difference, we see how God now is engaging in this relationship with his children. The people now are in the church. They are not just in the church to be in the church, but they are praying and asking God to move in a very powerful way. For 120 days, they are there in the church, participating in the things of God, asking God to have his way. They are not there fussing. They're not there fighting. They're not there causing division, but they are there in this one place on one accord. Ooh, I like that. You have to see the setting in the text. In order for God to move, God has to be in an environment that's good for God to move. And that's what's taking place on the day of Pentecost within our text. You got to see it. For 120 days, the people are there engaging, developing an environment for God to move. In order for us to experience Pentecost here in Enterprise, we have to set an environment for God to move. God just won't show up. We have to invite God in our environment for God to move. Y'all about to miss your shout cue. You got to understand the God that we serve. We can't treat God like a charismatic bell hopper. You got to treat God like he's holy. We have to treat God like he is the father of everything. And the Bible makes it crystal clear, before we can share the gospel, we have to become the gospel. That's why they are in the text on one accord for 120 days, sharing stories, praying together, singing hymns together, worshiping together. Don't you know that that's an environment that God loves to be in? And whenever we come together as brothers and sisters, when we come together as children of the living God, that's when God will show up. And not only show up, but God will show out in our lives. Oh, church of the living God, when the church gathers, that's when Pentecost will show up. I mean, not when we entertain small stuff, not when we entertain stuff that happened 30 years ago, not entertaining stuff that designed to sabotage and suffocate our relationship with God, but entertain things that will lift up Jesus. Whenever you come to church, you need to come to church with a mindset to lift up Jesus. I'm not coming to church to worry about what happened to Tay-Tay, Ray-Ray, and Shamika, and Laquita. Whenever I come
come to church. I come to church to give God the glory and the praises. Because at the end of the day, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have died last night. But because the Lord is on my side, he woke you up this morning. He clothed you and kept in your right mind. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that you're glad that the Lord woke you up? Lord have mercy. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify? Let me take my glasses off. That the Lord woke you up this morning. Lord have mercy. Talk back to me. If you're glad, you ought to put your hands together. If you're glad, you ought to shout hallelujah. If you're glad, you ought to stand on your feet one more time. But the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Say yes.
Bible says, now you got a good environment, and then suddenly there came a sound, mighty wind filled the house, and the Holy Spirit fell upon everyone in the house. Point number two is a gift. The Holy Ghost was God's gift to the church. The environment was right for God to move, and God moved and blessed the house with the gift of the Holy Ghost. The disciples were there, but they did not have the power to complete the task. God gave the church the gift. We cannot behave like we created the gift. God gave us the gift. You can't flex off of something someone else gave you. We have to be faithful and grateful that the Lord has blessed us with the gift. He could have bypassed you, Lord have mercy, and could have given the gift to someone else. You got to thank God that God was able to give you a little bit more grace, a little bit more mercy, and supplied you with the gift. And the text says, everyone in the house, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm glad that when you have the gift, and the gift comes from God, not from the church or from the pastor, but the gift comes from God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. And once when God has given you the gift, can't no one snatch that gift from you. The people had strategies, but no power. The people had political influence, but no power. The people were educated, but no power. The people had some ability, but no power. But when the Holy Ghost, Lord have mercy, was able to come on the inside of the people, that's when the power kicked in. And I'm glad that the book of Acts is teaching us the power of Pentecost. We can do a whole lot of work without the power. And when you do a whole lot of work without the power, that's why you can't get the work done. That's why we make a mess with the work. But whenever you've been empowered by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost will help you to complete the task. The Holy Ghost will help you to treat people right while you're doing the task. The Holy Ghost will put people around you to help you to get the task done. Oh, Church of the Living God, when you're inspired by the Holy Spirit, he will inspire you when you feel like throwing in the towel. He'll speak to you in the midnight hour, telling you, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep pressing on. Hold on a little while longer. Because the Bible has declared, they that wait on the Lord,
Lord shall renew their strength. Mount our wings like an eagle. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes! Don't give in and don't give up. You got to work the gift. And when you work the gift, he will empower you to get the job done. And now it's your testimony because you've been empowered by the Lord. Yes, I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Holy Ghost filled and I'm fire baptized. I looked at my hands and my hands look new. I looked down at my feet and they did too. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes.
Fast forward. Verse 14. It said, but Peter stayed with the 11. Lifted up his voice and said to them, ye men of Judah, all ye dwell in Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken unto my word. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it be the third day. But this is spoken by the prophet Joel. Okay. It shall come to pass the last day, said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see vision, and old men shall see dreams, and old men shall dream dreams. Point number three is go. Okay, go. Pentecost just didn't stay in the church. Pentecost went outside the church. Peter now preached the message. 3,000 people joined the church within 10 minutes. The church prayed for 10 days. He preached for 10 minutes. And 3,000 people joined the church. Wow. And because the people joined the church, and because God moved in a very powerful way, other folk, they were inquisitive about the movement of God. The power of Pentecost would bring a change in the community, the city, and in the church. It moved from being internal to external. And now we see Peter answering the question, saying, there has been prophesied already by Joel, saying that in the last days, God's spirit is going to fall upon all flesh. Lord have mercy. And people are going to exit out of the church and begin to share the good news. So when Pentecost has taken place on a personal level, we had the desire to exit from John's chapter 4 walls and spread the gospel. Lord have mercy. I think it was St. Francis who said, preach the gospel at all times, and when it's necessary, use words. Oh, God have mercy. Preach the gospel at all times, and when it's necessary, use words. Y'all missed that one. Let me say it one more time. Preach the gospel at all times, and when it's necessary, use words. In other words, how you live from Sunday to Sunday, you preaching. Lord have mercy. In other words, mama said, boy, they will paint your name on a billboard, but don't furnish the paint. Lord have mercy. In other words, just live the godly life from Sunday to Sunday. Let your light shine before men, they may see your good work, but glorify your Father which is in heaven. People going to lie on you. People going to talk about you. People going to criticize you. But you keep letting your light shine, and it's going to expose their darkness. So I thank God for the revelation in the text. And Peter stood up because the Holy Ghost on the inside said, no, they're not drunken with wine. That's not no Boone form. That's not no Mad Dog 2020. That's not no gin and juice. Them boys got the Holy Ghost on the inside of them. And the Holy Ghost making them feel good. Oh, church of the living God, I thank God this morning that when the Holy Spirit
comes on the inside, you got to move. We can't sit still in these pews. We got to move. We can't sit still in the four walls of the church. We got to tell other people that God is real. We got to share with other people that the God that we serve, he's still sitting on his throne. That woman had a right. That problem that I had, I just couldn't seem to solve. The more I tried, the deeper I got involved. But I turned that thing over to Jesus, and I stopped worrying about it. I turned it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. Yes, we got to understand the God that we serve, he's still sitting on his throne. The day of Pentecost, he has revealed to us that the God that we serve, he has empowered you to make a difference. Don't you give up. You take a licking and keep on ticking. Don't you throw in the towel. You just keep on looking to the hills for which cometh your help. And all your help comes from the Lord. I know it's tough. I know it's rough. But don't you give up. Go ahead and cry. Shed a tear or two. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy. I wish I had a praying church. Joy! 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 Got to come in the morning. Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! He died for your sins and mine. He died so that all of us can live. Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! I'm so glad that it didn't stay dead. Early Sunday morning, he got up. I said the Lord got up. He got up with all power, shouting power, preaching power, clapping power. Boy, I'm about to go bananas in here. Praising power. When Jesus got up, my soul got up. Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! The power of Pentecost. The power of Pentecost. Okay. They gathered. They gather. They gather. They gather. Before he sent them out, he brought them in. He said, we got to get together first. We can't be messy and go out in that mess. Listen now, we got it together. God has a gift for us. He has a gift to give the church and a gift of the Holy Spirit. So now wait on it. And the Holy Ghost came down. He said, now we have the Holy Spirit, now we have to work. He said, you can't have the Holy Spirit in you and sit on the pew. Now according to scripture, that's not the Holy Spirit we have. He works. Worship and work goes together. Labor and lips go together. And then he said, we got to go. Paul said, if I keep hid the gospel within me, it is hid from the people who are lost. You have the key to unlock people who are in bondage, tied up in you. Maybe you're here this morning and you have not experienced the power of Pentecost. And you want to come and say, God, I yield to you. I come to you.
I come to you. Maybe you're here this morning and you have a relationship with the Lord, but it's tough. And you want God to strengthen you. We're going to pray with you, pray for you. Maybe you're saved and have it all together. And you're searching for a church home. And you want to come and be a part of our church family. Come to Christian Spirit, come to Church Letter. Come and let us stand over the church. It's your opportunity to come. Come, come, make haste. Make haste quickly. Come, 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 come,
come,
come, come, come, come, come, come, come, come, come, come, that's it, there you go, there you go, come, 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 come. Come. Oh, yes.
And he shall receive.
Come, come. We'd love to have you. Come. You are at the right place at the right time. Come, come, come. Come, come. Come, come. Come. He's here. Holy Spirit is here. He's here. The Holy Ghost here. Come, come. Come, come. Come, come. Come, come, come. This afternoon to come. Come. Come, 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 come. Come, come. Keep coming while they're coming. Come, 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 come. It's your opportunity to come, 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 come. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. I believe one will come. If you just keep praying, you keep praying, I believe one will come. If you just keep praying, if you keep praying, I believe one will come. Come, 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 come. That's the right choice. That's the right decision. Come, come, come. Come.
And he shall receive. And he shall receive. Power. After that, the Holy
bless the Lord. Amen. 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 All right. Thank you, Sister Macy. Sister Barbara. I'm sorry. Yeah. Beverly Barbara, thank you. Thank you all for preparing us for our birthday celebration. Brother Johnny Barber, can you stand right where you are? Well, come on down, Brother Johnny Barber. Yeah. Keep singing, Because You're Free. That song there? What that song you sing?
Power. After that, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. We gotta go.
It's gone.
Brother Johnny Barber, here with us this morning. Amen. Johnny Barber, right? Yeah. All right, good. You okay? All good. All right. Brother Baldwin, he's saved and have a relationship with the Lord. Amen. Saved people do three things. We believe, we belong, we behave. Three things. We believe, we belong, we behave. Now, Brother Baldwin is coming to be a member of our church. He's joining our church. Amen. 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 What a joy it is to have the whole family to be a part of John Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Amen. The wife, the daughter, and the grandbaby. Amen.
Amen. Amen. My friend is going to do well with our church. Already participating in a whole lot of things. So we're going to stand and ask that you all will come around. And we're going to greet him. We'll shake his hand, embrace him. And you got your new membership booklet? Yeah, so we already new membership classes. And we're going to get started. So let us stand over the church. We're going to come around and greet our brother. And invite him into our church. Let him know he's welcome. All right.
It was early one morning, just about the break of day. Jesus came and he touched me, and it washed my sins away. I started running outside shouting, final time was out. Oh, I got nothing but the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost. Just about the break of day, Jesus came and he touched me, and it was my sins away. I started running, I started shouting, but no time for doubt. Oh, I got nothing but the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost. Hey,
it was early.
One morning, just about the break of day. Jesus came and he touched me, and it was my sins away. I started running, I started shouting, but no time for doubting. Oh, I got nothing but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost, save me. Holy Ghost, set me free. Holy Ghost, change my life. Holy Ghost, run me. Oh, I got nothing but the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. And it keeps on moving down. It was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And it keeps on moving
down in my soul.
It was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And it keeps on moving down. It was the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, and it keeps on moving on, moving, 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 moving. Yeah, it was the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost.
Sheila. Now, Sheila, we work together on Facebook. She follows on Facebook, John Shepherd Church. And we've been networking together. And she's overseas in Japan, but yet stay in contact with us because she sees a lot of things that we're doing, community service here at John Shepherd. And one Sunday morning, she approached me and said, I'm going to email you, and you respond by ASAP. She's military, you know. I said, okay. And I responded back to her. She sent me an application and our steward board, we applied for a different grant through the military. And Japan was able to send us some funding. It was the Marine Corps.
The Marines and Navy side of the house.
Amen.
It was the Marine and Navy side of the house, the chapel in Okinawa, Japan.
Wow. Thank you. And then she said, prepare for round two. Amen. Amen. That's all it is.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures deep below.
May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with the side of us from henceforth forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, let every heart sing.
Oh.